Konnichiwa, welcome to Learn Japanese with Master Sensei. Today in this episode, we will learn about Chu and Ju. Now let's go. The kanji for inside or middle is Naka. Naka. This same kanji can be read as Chu and Ju. Depending on the type of word it follows and, importantly, context. So today we will learn how to use ju and chu. When ju follows a time-specific word, it signifies all throughout that period of time. Due to the nuance, ju is often used with zutto, which means all through, to emphasize that something happened from beginning to the end of it. The whole year. This is 一年中,一年中. The whole summer holiday. Summer holiday is 夏休み,夏休み. So it becomes 夏休み中,夏休み中. The whole day. This is 一日中,一日中. The whole night, 一晩中, Now let's make some example sentences. I intend to stay at home the whole day today. Today is 今日, The whole day will be 一日中. To stay at home is 家にいます。家にいます。 In order to say I intend to do something, we will use dictionary form plus つもりです。います。 Dictionary form is いる。 So it becomes いるつもりです。今日は一日中家にいるつもりです。今日は 一日中家にいるつもりです。I end up singing at karaoke the whole night. The whole night is 一晩中。Karaoke is karaoke. To sing is 歌います。In order to say I end up doing something, this shows the feeling of regret. We will use テフォン plus しまいました。歌ってしまいました。歌ってしまいました。一晩中カラオケで歌ってしまいました。一晩中カラオケで歌ってしまいました。We can use チューに or ジューに to indicate as a being the space within which another thing exists or occurs. For example, within this year is 今年。今年. Within this year will be 今年中に。今年中に. Within this month is 今月。今月. 今月中に。今月中に. Within next week. Next week is 来週。来週中に。来週中に. Within tomorrow. Tomorrow is 明日。明日。明日中に。明日中に. Within today. Today is 今日。今日。今日中に。今日中に。 Now let's make some example sentences. I'm thinking of reading this book by the end of today. By the end of today is 今日中に。今日中に。 To read a book is 本を読みます。 In order to say, I am thinking of doing something, we can use volitional form plus と思います. 読みます。Volitional form is 読もう、読もう。So, 読もうと思います。読もうと思います。今日中にこの本を読もうと思います。今日中にこの本を読もうと思います。I'm thinking of leaving this room within this month. This month is 今月。今月。Within this month is 今月中に。今月中に。To leave this room will be 部屋を出ます。部屋を出ます。Again, in order to express I am thinking of doing something, we will use volitional form plus と思います。出ます。Volitional form is 出よう。出よう。出ようと思います。出ようと思います。今月中に部屋を出ようと思います。今月中に部屋を出ようと思います。When it's read as 中, it typically follows a noun that's related to an activity, referring to the period of time in which that activity takes place. For example,In the middle of eating. Eating as a noun is 食事食事 So, 食事中 This means in the middle of eating. So before 中, it has to be a noun. Another example. In the middle of calling someone. To call someone is 電話します電話します。Noun will be 電話。電話。After this, we will put 中。電話中。電話中。In the middle of working. To work is 働きます。This is a verb. The noun is 仕事。仕事。After this, we will put 中。仕事中。仕事中。In use. Use as a noun is 使用使用 After this, we will put 中使用中使用中 In preparation. Preparation as a noun is 準備準備準備中準備中 Under construction.The noun for construction is 工事工事工事中工事中 On a business trip as a noun is 出張出張出張中出張中 Now let's make some example sentences.Please don't use your mobile phone in the middle of eating. In the middle of eating is 食事中に食事中に Mobile phone is 携帯携帯 To use is 使います使います Please don't do something is ない form plus でください So it becomes使わないでください。使わないでください。食事中に携帯を使わないでください。食事中に携帯を使わないでください。This road is under construction, so we cannot go through. Road is 道、道。Under construction is 工事中、工事中。To go through is 通ります通ります cannot go through. This is potential form, negative. 通れません通れませんこの道は工事中ですから通れませんこの道は工事中ですから通れません When 中 follows a word for a particular area, it indicates everything within that area. For example, all around the world. World is 世界。世界。世界中。世界中。This means all around the world. All around the country. 国中。国中。All around the town. Town is 町。町。町中。街中。All around the school. 学校中。学校中。Now let's make some example sentences. You are the best in the world. In the world is 世界中。世界中。You are the best is あなたが一番です。世界中であなたが一番です。世界中であなたが一番です。It seems like he is the cleverest in the school. In the school is 学校中。学校中。Clever is 頭がいい。頭がいい。In order to say, it seems like, we can use そうです。そうです。彼は学校中で一番頭がいいそうです。彼は学校中で一番頭がいいそうです。So today we learn about four usages of 中 and 中. The first usage, when 中 follows a time-specific word, it signifies all throughout that period of time. The second usage,It indicates as the being the space within which another thing exists or occurs. The third usage, when it's read as 中, it typically follows a noun that's related to an activity referring to the time period in which that activity takes place. And the last usage, when 中 follows a word for a particular area,It indicates everything within that area. So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you. If you're interested in Japanese grammars, please check out my YouTube channel. The link is in the description. I also have Facebook page and Instagram page, so please follow them as well. I will see you in the next episode. ありがとうございました。バイバイ。